rumbling through the ether. Take a ride in Aquila. Cost you 30 liras, push your dealer, hits the meter. A shrewd operator in the shadow of a beacon. Have a dirty weekend, interesting proposition. Insinuate and listen. What a way to make a living. Scissors to the ribbon. Throw my hands like a reverend. Triple sixes, double sevens. When I get down to this, cut catalyst, cut. For a revolution.
Republican majority in the Senate is definitely going to try to push for approval of the Keystone XL pipeline. And a lot of people confused by news over the last 12 to 24 hours that the Keystone XL pipeline has died in the Senate. This is true, but bear in mind that this is before the Republican majority takes over in the Senate. So it is dead for now. And the news around this is that Senator Mary Landrieu failed to get the 60 votes that she needed to send a bill approving the Keystone XL pipeline to President Obama's desk.
Hooray! Everything is coming up Tarzan's Timmy! Well, almost everything. See, the Keystone XL pipeline is all about pumping clean, healthy, renewable, and sustainable political favors and payola through America's heartland. From the delicious tar sands of Alberta to the Gulf Coast of Texas, Keystone XL is essential. For jobs, the job, singular, because Senator Mary Landrieu needs to keep hers. And the newly humbled Democrats in Congress need to grow some oil and gas cojones to attract more petro donors.
Today, NASA announced that what it was really looking for was right here on planet Earth all along. For years, we've foolishly chased after comets, moons, and stars. Outer space may be beautiful, but it's not as beautiful as the smile of a child, nor as sublime as a good bottle of wine shared among friends. Our search ends where it began, here on this big blue marble.
Building a pipeline through America to a refinery that is co-owned by Saudi Arabia, where it'll be shipped to China and beyond. So who cares if domestic oil production is up 70%, oil prices are down, and 700,000 barrels a day are already moving across the border? It's the politics that matter. Tell Obama to do the right thing, just like the House and almost the Senate, and let Keystone XL pump clean, healthy, renewable, and sustainable political favors and payola from sea to shining sea.
Chairs whenever they want to, so we shall see when they do that. Amazingly, though, tonight, even though the Republicans haven't yet taken over the Senate, the Democrats use the fact that they still control the Senate to tonight call a vote on the floor of the Senate to authorize the Keystone Oil Pipeline to bring Canadian tar sands oil all the way across the United States from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico. This is a decision the Democrats made to hold this vote tonight. The Democrats are controlled. The Democrats can spend this lame duck period in the Senate however they want. They decided to spend it voting on the Keystone Pipeline. And the vote to authorize the Keystone Pipeline fell short by one vote tonight in the Senate. Now, what happens next here on this issue is a foregone conclusion. The Republicans will take control of the Senate in January. The number of Democrats in the Senate will drop by 8 or 9. The number of Republicans by that point will have increased by 8 or 9, that'll give Republicans a very comfortable margin to pass this thing that did not pass tonight. It has already passed in the House. They could pass it a million times over if they wanted to. But that means once the Senate votes, once both houses of Congress have passed this thing, it's going to go to President Obama's desk, where in all likelihood, President Obama will veto it. And so either way, the practical result is the same. The Keystone Pipeline is not going to get built. Or at least it's not going to get built by Congress forcing it to be built in a way that end runs the State Department process, which is already underway. Democrats spent a good chunk of the last hours they will have any power in the Senate, any power in the Congress, doing this thing tonight because Mary Landrieu wanted them to do it. Mary Landrieu wanted to do it to try to save her own Senate seat in a runoff in Louisiana on December 6th. I should note that the Keystone Pipeline, this part of it that they're voting on tonight, has nothing to do with Louisiana. Won't run through Louisiana, will have precisely zero job impact in Louisiana, has nothing to do with her state. But she's decided maybe that's the way she's gonna win.
Astronomers say that while their telescopes were pointing at Mars, they never even noticed the planet that was right in front of them. NASA now plans to appreciate what they already have.
She was scrambling up until the last minute, but unfortunately, 41 ended up voting against this bill. Landrieu's career is probably over as far as a politician anyway, but as we know, the Keystone XL pipeline fight is going to continue.
session Friday to approve the Keystone XL pipeline. The pipeline would bring carbon-intensive tar sands oil from Alberta, Canada, to the Texas Gulf Coast. It has been in the works for more than 6 years amidst mass protests over its potential to accelerate climate change. The Senate is expected to vote this week on a similar pro-Keystone bill backed by Louisiana Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu. Landrieu is facing a tough battle to keep her seat in a runoff next month against Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy, who also happens to be the sponsor of the pro-Keystone bill in the House.
Keystone, climate change, and the cold. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast.
On this vote, the yeas are 59, the nays are 41. The 60-vote threshold having not been achieved, the bill is not passed. Sergeant-at-Arms will restore order.
It was a dramatic scene in the Senate this week as Senator Elizabeth Warren, presiding, announced the defeat of the Keystone XL pipeline. A Crow Creek Sioux man from South Dakota sang out in the Senate gallery. A massive people's climate movement against extracting some of the dirtiest oil on the planet had prevailed, at least for now. It was a Democrat, Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu, representing oil interests, who tried to push the pipeline through. She hoped its passage would help her in the December 6th runoff election against her challenger, Congressman Bill Cassidy, who sponsored a similar bill in the House. The Republicans have promised to reintroduce the bill when they take control of the Senate in January. The coalition against the Keystone XL is broad-based. It includes environmentalists, indigenous activists, farmers and ranchers, concerned with both climate change and protecting their land. They're worried about an oil spill into the Oglala Aquifer, one of the largest aquifers in the world, which extends from South Dakota to Texas and provides water for millions of people. The name of one partner organization signals how unique this coalition is, the Cowboy and Indian Alliance. Out in the sand hills and great plains of the West, residents who in the 19th century were more likely than not to be adversaries have joined together to confront TransCanada Corporation's aggressive plan to force its pipeline through their land.
As we all know, the fight has just begun to Republicans take the House in January.
So says Cyril Scott. He's the president of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe in South Dakota.
We have to gear up and be ready and start our own campaign to make sure we secure enough support to stop this black snake that's going to harm not only Indian country, but the United States of America.
I can't do without you.
study of the little things that truly give life meaning.
A little rain on a summer day, the smell of pine trees, touching the worn paper of your favorite book, that's what's always made us happy. Not some asteroid a million miles away.
NASA has now canceled all of its space research programs and is diverting its $17 billion budget toward experiencing something new every day. NASA, however, has made clear that it doesn't regret anything it's done, saying, quote, "We'll always treasure going to the moon. Even though we were two ships passing in the night, NASA will always remember that magical day in the summer of 69.
Oh, 103.5 WCOM FM, LPFM. We are micro power, community based, low power, but incredibly empowered as we rock out here in downtown Carrboro and Chapel Hill and Chatham County and throughout Orange County, other good places. You can guess what we're spotlighting tonight, as we do generally at the Furious George Show. We pick a crazy theme and from the weekend and throw in some fun music, a little soundtrack to the bizarre news of the week. So if you like what you're hearing, you can check it out at furiousg.blogspot.com, where there are lots of different shows. Or go to the station webpage here, wcomfm.org, where you can actually kick in some cash, because we are non-profit. We are totally in 501c3. We have a license, and we are allowed to take tax-deductible donations. So help the station. There are lots of ways you can do it. We just actually raised about $1,000 just eating some food the other day at this great local place. And they kicked in some of the proceeds. Lots of good stuff. I guess I can say their name. That's Hickory Tavern right here across the street. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that, but I'd do it anyway. I don't care. So seriously, we are taking over the airwaves here. I'm Furious G. The show may be offensive to some members of a listening audience. Thanks for listening. I'm furious!
Some of the liberal scientists polled believe that humans are doing this. This is a not settled science. Just like perhaps many of those same scientists, 97% perhaps, believe there is no God. But they don't know. There's no science on that. So scientists, like the rest of us humans, can have beliefs, but that doesn't make it science.
Topics that heat up the debate.
Is our air and is our quality of life affected by what we throw into the air and in the water? Yes, of course. But the Al Gore defined global warming is a farce. It is.
Welcome to the Real News Network. I'm Carmen Gutierrez, coming to you from Baltimore.
He talked about the distinguish between the southern half of the Keystone XL pipeline, the northern half of the Keystone XL pipeline, and the original Keystone pipeline, and showed the whole map. I think people too often forget that there are two halves of the Keystone XL pipeline. First of all, and there's the original Keystone pipeline that President George Bush authorized in 2008. And what we had today was a negative vote, a down vote for the Senate for the northern half of the Keystone XL pipeline. But we shouldn't forget that often environmentalists still talk about President Obama's, they use the word climate legacy, and part of his climate legacy is the southern half of the pipeline that goes from Oklahoma down to Texas, that he approved of via an executive order in March 2012 when he was running for president against Mitt Romney. So it was important that this was voted down today by the Senate, just like it was important that the House voted it up. All this is, it's an important dialogue with the tar sands and pipelines. But I think that we should not forget that while that's happening, there's also an Enbridge pipeline that President Obama authorized that's a border crossing one. And he did it sort of secretly. He didn't go through the entire process, the Keystone XL.
This vote tonight, it is likely that Mary Landrieu is going to lose that runoff. No matter what, the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee already long ago pulled all of their money out of that race. The advertising that Louisiana voters are seeing in their home state right now ahead of that runoff is roughly running 96% for Mary Landrieu's opponent to 4% for Mary Landrieu. She is the last remaining statewide elected Democrat in Louisiana. The latest polling heading into that runoff shows she's losing by double digits. And it should be noted, she has the exact same position on Keystone that her opponent has anyway. The bill in the House to approve Keystone is named for the guy she's running against. It's Bill Cassidy. Bill Cassidy's the sponsor of it. So Mary Landrieu has been leading this vote in the Senate to approve Keystone, which actually would have meant her leading the fight to pass her opponent's bill. So it's hard to see why that would make people decide to vote for her and against her opponent.
Better not sleep, take a nose, don't do some blow. Oh shit, what the hell have we done? It's alive and it's hungry as fuck. Better hide all the sides of the dough, but it's out of my control, you a shit out of luck. I don't wanna be unfair, but the pair we got beat that weak shit you got.
True God.
Good spot without new vibe.
Who's right?
Good squad without new one. I don't wanna sound unkind, but the sounds I make are the sounds of the hounds out of howling.
Under your bed, I'm here growling.
Same time under the blanket, you're cowering.
Cowering like cowards, cowering on concrete showers of Rikers Island. Victims, we the wolves is wildin', we all for smiling, that's sights of violence. Acting brave and courageous ain't advantageous for health and safety. So when we say run, the Jews just run them, baby, please don't delay me. And that goes for a guy, lady, the fam, goddamn, we fucking crazy. I pull this pistol, put it on your poodle or your fucking baby. She clutched the pearl, said what the world, and I won't give up shit. I put the pistol on that poodle and I shot that beat.
Run the Jews, 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 Jews. Run the Jews, 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 Jews.
Hey, hey, and the crowd
chance, get that paper. And the mob says, kill that witch. This city get mad to the max, better wave money by to the high straight kids. Get a 10-4 half for the raining. Hot water from the roof to the basement. I'ma smoke to the planet erases. Build a white flag at a zigzag, waving.
All thin, I'm smoking coffin. Sip lean on the bean like Boston. My young bitch, she'll find like Henry when she made that move in coffin. But when my wife in town, a jacket brown, just stay up off me. Cause if they don't, somebody get shot and they gon' buy a coffin.
With the pull of a panda grenade and a crowd that they beat it, a soldier with options. I'm a fool for the win, I've been made to be live while these others have drowned in the softness. In the urn of the dirt, get tossed it. With a grin of a smirk and a caustic. I'm a sin on the verse like a kid in a hurricane on in a cup shot. Stop it.
Big beast in the cage with a heart for the rage, it seems I can't behave. You can try to you die, oh well, you fail, this thing the world can't be saved. These streets is full with the wolves that starve for the week, so they after the week. In a land for the lambs, I am, and I be damned if I'm show my
run the jewels, jewels, jewels. Run the jewels, 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 jewels.
Of oil, that's about 1,600,000 liters. That rupture happened near Mayflower, Arkansas, just north of Little Rock.
KARK reports the rupture caused oil to bubble up in yards and flow down the street, leading authorities to evacuate the neighborhood. ExxonMobil released a memo with an update on the cleanup efforts. The company said they have 15 vacuum trucks and 33 storage tanks cleaning up the oil. So far, approximately 12,000 barrels of oil and water have been recovered. ExxonMobil is still investigating what caused the pipeline to break. KATV reports the company confirmed that no one was digging in the area. It's still unclear when residents will be allowed back to their homes.
You're
Tar Sands region of Alberta to port facilities on the South Texas coast for shipping to overseas customers. It'll enable expanded extraction of the tar sands, a form of oil that's much more environmentally destructive than other types. Climate scientist James Hansen, former director of the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies, wrote in the New York Times, quote, "If Canada proceeds and we do nothing, it will be game over for the climate." Hansen's one of more than 1,200 people who were arrested in front of the White House protesting Keystone XL. In years past, President Barack Obama claimed that if the Keystone XL pipeline were not approved, then TransCanada would build a pipeline that avoids the U.S. entirely, sending the oil through Canada to either its east or west coast.
Keystone is a pipeline that is intimately linked to plans by the oil and gas industry to dramatically expand production in the Alberta tar sands.
Naomi Klein says that argument doesn't wash anymore. She's a climate activist and author of a kind of new movement Bible. This changes everything, capitalism versus the climate. The day before the Senate vote, she told me,
"The tar sands are really surrounded by opposition. Everywhere they try to build a new pipeline or expand an existing pipeline, they're facing fierce direct action as well as legal challenges by Indigenous people and by other interests." So, the idea that if you don't build Keystone, they'll get it out anyway is absurd.
Oh, know me at all. You know that death is my bread and danger my butter. Oh, no, danger's my bread and death is my butter. No, no, wait, danger's my bread. No, I'm sorry, death is my, death and danger are my various bread. Various butter.
Reveal TransCanada has hired Edelman, the world's largest public relations firm, to wage a campaign against groups that are trying to block their pipeline projects. The documents reveal Edelman has already created an AstroTurf group, a kind of fake civic organization that promotes a pro-pipeline agenda and proposes that 40 Edelman PR professionals will work to harass and confound the protest groups. President Obama signaled before the Senate vote he has grown skeptical of the Keystone XL and its proponents' claims that it'll create jobs and lower domestic gasoline prices.
Understand what this project is. It is providing the ability of Canada to pump their oil, send it through our land down to the Gulf, where it will be sold everywhere else.
Meanwhile, another president, Cyril Scott of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe, said in a statement, "We'll close our reservation borders to Keystone XL, authorizing Keystone XL as an act of war against our people," he said. TransCanada is clearly worried about the movement. Leaked documents obtained by Greenpeace reveal TransCanada has hired Edelman, the world's largest public relations firm, to wage a campaign against groups that are trying to block their pipeline projects. The documents reveal Edelman has already created an AstroTurf group, a kind of fake civic organization that promotes a pro-pipeline agenda and proposes that 40 Edelman PR professionals will work to harass and confound the protest groups. President Obama signaled before the Senate vote he has grown skeptical of the Keystone XL and its proponents' claims that it'll create jobs and lower domestic gasoline prices.
through other pipelines down to the Gulf. So we're talking about still quite a bit of oil that's able to get down to the Gulf through most of what is the Keystone pipeline system that TransCanada owns and Enbridge's system. It's Keystone XL clone, as I've called it. So today was somewhat of a positive moment, but we shouldn't let it cloud the fact that all this other stuff has happened.
Blog reports on a new study released this week entitled Billionaire's Carbon Bomb. It is produced by the International Forum on Globalization. This is going to come to a shock to you, but it appears that Koch Industries, owned by the Koch brothers, David and Charles, own more than 2 million acres of land in northern Alberta. It is the source of the tar sands bitumen that would be pumped to the United States via the Keystone XL pipeline.
Here I come, pops in the bump, make you wanna hurt something. I can take your man, I don't have to set some. Hang him out the window, call me Michael Jackson.
I'm a pain in your rut.
I am that bitch, you don't slept on. Have you hit a rhyme, spit a call me rerun. Hey, 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 I'm what's happening. I'm not again, my
truth. That's right. The plan by the oil and gas industry to dramatically expand production in the Alberta tar sands. They have pipeline capacity, more or less, to get the oil out that they're producing right now, but they have active plans to double and triple production in the Alberta tar sands, digging up one of the highest carbon fuels on the planet with tremendous local impacts to health impacts to First Nations people, to Indigenous people living in that region.
Let's go.
that oil is burned. It has tremendous climate impacts. It also has climate impacts in the fact that it's really, really difficult to get that tarry oil into a product that can be burned because it isn't liquid, because it is semi-solid.
Everything is coming up Tar Sands Timmy. Well, almost everything. See, the Keystone XL pipeline is all about pumping clean, healthy, renewable, and sustainable political favors and payola through America's heartland. From the delicious tar sands of Alberta to the Gulf Coast of Texas, Keystone XL is essential for jobs. The job, singular, because Senator Mary Landrieu needs to keep hers. And the newly humbled Democrats in Congress need to grow some oil and gas cojones to attract more petro donors. Why should Republicans have all the fun? This is about America. Or at least about a Canadian company building a pipeline through America to a refinery that is co-owned by Saudi Arabia, where it will be shipped to China and beyond. So who cares if domestic oil production is up 70%? Oil prices are down, and 700,000 barrels a day are already moving across the border. It's the politics that matter.
Dumping on Buffalo, New York, single day. Cyril Scott of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe said in a statement, "We'll close our reservation borders to Keystone XL, authorizing Keystone XL as an act of war against our people."
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Furious, Furious George Show, WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carborough, LPFM Micropower Radio, WCOM. We're Furious George Show extends late into late nights every Thursday. Be sure to tune in because, you know, every year we get to do the crazy Spanx Thanksgiving Black Friday special where we've already got some crazy stuff lined up for next week. Who knows? Maybe we'll spotlight some of it in a little bit. But also, we've been having fun celebrating the battle against the Keystone Pipeline and the crypto-fascist bass turds who are bankrolling the whole thing, the Koch brothers. So if you like what you're hearing, you can hear a lot more of it, including potentially offensive subliminals and also some crazy cool beats tonight. Oh my golly. Gotta say thanks to Terrorbird Radio. Oh my. Those guys have been hooking me up with some crazy new music. Saw Luna George there in the background with Spun by Bauer. I never would have found that. And then we've been playing that great, great Young Father stuff that's been just going bonkers on the international rap scene. They won the International Rap Award. Played a lot of Clark. Played a lot of crazy new Caribou. They're just charting out. So much good music. Some Two Fresh Beats, brand new Flying Lotus. So that's what we do. We just play all the crazy cool music and provide a soundtrack to the craziness going on in the world. So, if you like what you're hearing, keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate it. Check out furiousg.blogspot.com for all the old shows. And we're going to keep celebrating the first, probably not the last, battle in the war against the Keystone. So, join the fight. Keep listening. Big middle finger up to the Koch brothers and all the other bankrollers of industrial climate change. So, anyway, as you can tell, I'm furious. I'll be back.
Just buy you that machine. Oh, if you bad, I might just dress you so clean. How you wear your hair? Make them again, I wanna buy you this. Take you down to Paris and ice out your wrist. Do you like it again, Dean, when he was a six? I make it look.
I will make you a sunset view. I will make it so you're gonna want to. If you're haunted, what I need. And you'll never wanna be with you. I will make you a sunset view. Your hands in front of me. I will never wanna be empty.